friends, Stephanie here from The Realty Deal. Thanks for listening to this short little podcast about this article I read today in Inman, which is like a real estate, I was just about to say magazine, but news source. And the headline is, here's why 73% of Americans hate their neighbors. So let's go through it. Let's see if any of us are guilty of this laundry list of reasons why Americans dislike their neighbors. They, like the study, it was through LendingTree in March, and they surveyed over 1,500 consumers, and they found that 73% of Americans dislike at least one of their neighbors. So the top reasons, with 28%, is they give off a weird vibe. The second reason and the third reason are tied at 27%. They're too loud and they're rude. Now, fourth reason is that their pets cause disruption, which is 17%. 16% says that they're nosy or a busybody. The other thing that was tied at 16% is that they don't maintain their home's exterior. Yeah, I'm not gonna like you if you do that. Next on the list is kind of funny. Their kids are noisy or unruly. I think that goes for like, what, 99% of children are noisy and unruly. So I don't know if it's actually, this one makes me laugh a little bit because my dad moved into a family-friendly neighborhood, and his family's older now, right? I'm in my 30s, so is my brother. And he has like kids on both sides of him. I'm like, why did you move here? But I don't know, he loves it. So anyways, enough about the kids. Next one is that their guests park their car in front of their house or take their parking spot. I actually had a neighbor in an old house that I lived in, and he thought that his spot was like the street parking right in front of his house. And I was like, this is street parking. Like, anyone can park here. And he gets so mad at me every time I park there. So maybe I'm guilty of this one, but like, dude, cut the curb, get your own parking spot. So the other one that would, kind of peeve me off is that they smoke and I hate the smell. That's 11% of people. Cigarettes, that is, of course. Now, coming in at 4% is I don't agree with their political views. And then 3% is that they use their home as a short-term rental. So that's on the list of reasons why Americans dislike their neighbors. Number one being they give off a weird vibe, whatever that means. And of course, my pet just walked in the door to disturb me. Hello. Hello there. Now, the kind of housing that you live in obviously impacts your neighborly relationships. Apartment and condo dwellers are less likely to have at least one friend in their neighborhood. Although they do have the benefit of, having someone to crack open a bottle of wine with, whereas homeowners don't have to deal with something that renters that don't, which is homeowners associations, right? Like your condo boards. So again, this was from LendingTree, and then homeowners also told them that they feel pressure from their condo associations to kind of keep up with the Joneses. Gen Xers and millennials are most likely to take measures such as buying a new car or sprucing up their home's curb appeal to impress their neighbors. Sounds expensive. Now, there are a lot of people who feel pressure to keep up with the proverbial Joneses, but it's important to remember, guys, it's typically a smart move to put your financial security above your neighborhood reputation. So, of course, aim to keep your home clean and in good shape, but you should not feel obligated to go into debt or spend excessive amounts of money on things like a car or new expensive shrubbery just because that's what your neighbors appear to be doing, okay? And just a side note about this whole political beliefs. So the question that LendingTree asked was, would you prefer to have neighbors whose political beliefs match your own? And this study was done by generation. So the closest people who agreed with that they would prefer their neighbors' political beliefs to match their own, is Gen Zers, with yes being 46% and no being 54%. Now, millennials and Gen Xers didn't really seem to care, and baby boomers surprisingly cared the least. Only 34% of them wanted their neighbors to match their political beliefs, but 66% of them said, I don't care. So it looks like the Gen Zers are the... I'll just leave that verb up to you. So beyond, you know, pressure to maintain a neighborhood aesthetic, the response to the study for the condo corps said that they're also like a breeding ground for more personal conflicts, especially when it comes to politics and religion. I'm not too surprised in this one, just because you're so much closer to your neighbors and maybe you can even hear them. More than a third of respondents said that they prefer to have neighbors whose political beliefs match their own. 54% of condo corp members befriended neighbors based on sharing their political affiliations. So, I mean, the importance of these shared political and religious, or religion in general, just like, it varies, right? Based on income, age, race, low income households are least likely to care about their neighbors' views. Gen Xers, baby boomers, and millennials are the most open to having neighbors with political views. And it sounds like respondents across all generations were open to living next to somebody that practiced a different religion. So 94% of people were okay with people, their neighbors, having a different religion with them. So, just reading on here from the Lending Tree report, it's basically asking, what do neighbors do when they don't like their neighbors? The answer is that they often just stay there and deal with it. Only 11% of Americans have moved solely because of bad neighbors, which, I mean, 11% is still a lot. Like, I remember going into surgery and my surgeon like gave me, you know, oh, 10% of people aren't okay with this. It's like, that's a huge number. Like, I feel like 11% is a lot. They move just because they're bad neighbors. So I think that's kind of funny. And apparently 23% of people admitted to calling law enforcement, in particular, to have their rowdy neighbors removed. I'll tell you like a TMI funny story. Me and my girlfriend were in my hot tub at the beginning of COVID. It was just the two of us and our two dogs. And I guess we were a little loud because our neighbors called the cops on us. And this cop walked in the backyard. I mean, it was dark out and both of our dogs were out and they were going crazy. And he was like, oh, is it okay if I come in? And we're like, I don't know, man, at your own risk. So it was funny. He came in the backyard and he's like, your neighbor just said that there was like 10 people partying here. And we just kind of looked at each other and burst out laughing. Like, there's literally two of us. Like, we are not breaking COVID rules. Relax. So I'm guilty of being a bad neighbor in that regard. So it happens, but they definitely didn't move because we had one loud party in the hot tub with two of us. So there's not much variation among age groups. It sounds like millennials, 25%, are more likely to get law enforcement involved with a neighborhood problem, with Gen Zers and Gen Xers. And baby boomers are at the bottom. Like, baby boomers, maybe it's because they can't hear as well as the other guys, but only 18% of them said they'll call the cops and the neighbors, so that's nice. So for homeowners, the entrance of short-term rentals is a stronger motivating factor to move. There's actually 26% of condo people that live in a condominium corporation, saying that they're considering moving because the neighbor transformed their home into an Airbnb. Now, another 32% said that they'd be okay with a short-term rental next door. You know, a series of bad short-term renters could push them to make a move. So, you know, today is a hot housing market. Prices are high. Inventory is limited. And unfortunately, like, the reality is that a lot of people might not have any other choice but to live near someone that they don't like. And, you know, like, getting bad vibes from a neighbor or weird vibes can certainly be annoying. Dealing with them might be worth it if it means you have an affordable place to live in. So ultimately, part of being a good neighbor is openly communicating with your neighbors that live nearby, right? Like, you should always remember that the nuclear option, which is moving away, is often not your only choice when a neighbor does something you don't like. So speak up and, you know, talk to them before you maybe call the cops. But yeah, let me know if you don't like your neighbors and you want to move. I'm here for you guys. And maybe we can move you to a lake so you don't really have any neighbors on the back. That'd be nice. So let me know if you're thinking about moving up to cottage country, getting some more space that you can do whatever you want in. So thanks for thinking of me when you think of real estate. Thanks so much for listening to this short little podcast. And I'll talk to you guys soon.